Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, July 7th, 2022. I got another epic edition of the talk of the town now. Actually, this episode is going to have some serious messages in it, so without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome back to another epic edition of the talk of the town now. As always, man, thank y'all for rocking with me. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world right now, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. I hope everybody had a good, long, safe 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody was safe. I hope y'all ate real good. I hope y'all was able to do y'all things, you know, y'all thing with the fireworks. And just a quick story, man, to get warmed up, man, before we get into our episode. Man, I remember back in the day, man, 4th of July, it used to be one of my favorites, man. One of my favorite holidays. I probably can't say favorite because, I mean, you know, Christmas, you get gifts and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But 4th of July was right up there, man. Like today, man, like certain kids don't know how to do it. Like they burning each other up. They burning themselves up and, you know what I'm saying, messing their fingers up and all this kind of stuff and all that kind of wild. They just don't know how to have fun, man. You know what I'm saying? So a quick story real quick, right? As y'all know, you know what I'm saying, my everyday listeners on the podcast, y'all know I'm from the projects. You know what I'm saying? Born and raised, 40 projects, Jamaica, Southside, baby. And, you know, I stayed with my father, you know, because my mother passed when I was 11 and all that, right? So we had, you know, 2-bedroom apartment and you had the living room, right? So my father, you know, he would always talk on the phone, you know, to his girl or whatever, you know, whatever he was doing, right? And he would be sitting on this chair, like in the kitchen where we eat at. You know, that was his spot. You know what I'm saying? He would always sit in that same chair, you know what I'm saying? And when he talk on the phone, the chair, he would be facing the window. He would be directly like facing the window. So he could basically like see outside in the air, right? So anyway, my bedroom was in the back. You know what I'm saying? I had the back bedroom, right? And all our windows were lined up. Right? So what I would do is, you know what I'm saying, I would know he on the phone, and I know he looking on the out the window. You know what I'm saying? It was routine. It was automatic. I had skyrockets. You know what I'm saying? I had all sizes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they got the small ones. They got the bigger ones too, right? I had all of them, man. You know what I'm saying? I was the skyrocket man. I was skyrockets. I had some of everything, but skyrockets and stink bombs. You know what I'm saying? That was my thing. I still do the stink bombs. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then. But I had, you know, some medium sized ones, right? And right outside my window, we had like this little, like ledge type of thing. Like you can kind of call it a ledge where you could actually like lay some stuff on it if you want to. You know what I'm saying? It was like flat. You know what I mean? Like you could lay little stuff on there. Like say, I don't know, for example, man, like say, say if you had like a old flip phone, you know what I'm saying? Like it was like wide enough to where you could like lay a closed flip phone, you know, flip phone on it, on the ledge, you know what I'm saying? Like pens and lighters and stuff like that. So what I would do is I would take the skyrocket, right? I would lay it on the ledge and aim it going toward the living room and the kitchen where my father was, you know what I'm saying? And light it up, and it'll go right across the window where my pops was, man. He would probably see the skyrocket, man, like going right across, you know, right across the window, like right in front of his face, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the whole thing was funny, man. And I'm listening to see if he, you know, if there's any kind of reaction. And he would be on the phone, whoever he's talking to, he would be like, man, they out here, you know, lighting fireworks and stuff like that and da-da-da-da. And it'd just be funny, man. I think it took him a couple of years to know or to realize that, you know, it was me. You know what I'm saying? But, man, that joint was just funny. I'll tell y'all some stories about the stink bombs later, man. It's plenty of them, man. We'll, you know what I mean? I'll have, like, some type of episode about that, man. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff. But I don't want to get too far off track, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's reel it back in, because I got an important topic today I want to cover, man. So let's jump right in, man. Today's episode is about loyalty. I'm going to say it again. Today's episode is about loyalty. We're going to talk about why people don't have it. We're going to talk about why certain people don't believe it's important. We're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you why it is important. I'm going to tell you why it's more important than you think it is. I'm going to tell you and show you how it's one of the biggest things that you have to have in order to be successful. It's the number one thing you have to have to have any type of success. And it's also the number one thing that you have to be able to be respected out here in these streets. Now, I think loyalty and respect, they go hand in hand with each other. You know what I'm saying? And in a lot of ways, it kind of carries similar meanings at times. You know what I'm saying? You can't have one without the other. You know what I'm saying? If you have loyalty, you automatically have respect for that person. You know what I'm saying? They go together. You know what I'm saying? It's a package deal. And it's different, like, forms of it. It's different variations of it. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into, you know, some different variations. Like, for example, right? I lived in New York for the better part of my life. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in New York. And I moved to the South. When I moved, you know what I'm saying? And that was the first time in my life that I had moved. Because I was in, you know, the same project my whole life. My whole childhood. And, of course, you make a move. You got to learn the environment. You got to learn your way around. If you go to a job, you got to learn the job. You got to learn the people on there. And if you're a man, there's certain things that you have to do. You know what I'm saying? You, for example, you need a barber. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a fresh cut. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know any barbers out here. You know what I'm saying? Not a clue. You know what I'm saying? Not one. You know what I mean? I had to just grind out and find one. You know what I mean? So it's this neighborhood that I used to go to a lot when I first moved to the, you know what I mean, when I first made the move. It's just like little, like, it's not even a mall. I guess it's like a little plaza. You know what I mean? I used to go over there a lot. You know what I mean? Like, pick up some food, go to a restaurant, stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I noticed that there was a barbershop over there. So I said, you know, man, I go over here a lot, man. Let me go on here and see what this barbershop is about. You know what I'm saying? And I went there. Like I said, didn't know nobody. Just went there on a humble. Sat down. And there was a guy that became available. You know what I mean? He pointed to me like, yo, you know, you trying to get a cut? Said, yeah. Sat down in the chair. You know what I'm saying? He didn't know how he cut. I didn't know his style. I didn't know nothing. You know what I mean? All I told him is, you know, what kind of haircut I wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like Caesar. You know what I mean? So everything was like brand new on this day. You know what I'm saying? Everything was fresh, brand new. So, you know, I sat down, me and him started chopping it up, you know what I'm saying? Gave me the fresh cut. It was exactly what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? Told me his schedule. You know what I mean? Yo, I'll be here da-da-da times throughout the week, yada-yada-ya. You know what I mean? It was that. Ever since that day, I would always, of course, just let him, you know, I would go to that shop and he would just be the one to cut my hair. Now, some people would go back to that same shop and they would let somebody else cut it, or, you know, it might be a situation where it's just whoever's available first, you would let, you know what I mean, you would let them, you know, cut you. Nah, you know, for me, it's different. I got loyalty. I connect with dude, you know what I'm saying? He did a good job. I'm going to continue on, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course, we're talking about haircuts. So this is like on a small scale of loyalty, you know what I'm saying? Some people, some listeners are going, you know, we just talking about haircuts, man. This ain't nothing serious, you know what I'm saying? And again, like, this is on a smaller scale. You have to learn, and you have to know the smaller scale stuff for you to be able to understand the stuff on the big scale. You have to crawl before you walk. Now, for you to understand this game of loyalty, you have to know the value of it. You have to understand that stuff have a meaning to it. Stuff is has a value. You know what I'm saying? Now, the story here is that when I went to that shop for the first time and I connected with my barber, to me, that was the plan. You understand what I'm saying? That's how it was supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was supposed to connect with him. You know what I'm saying? That was God's plan. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it worked. That's the way it's supposed to be. It happened for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know that. So back to the story. You know what I'm saying? Same barber. I've been going there for a little while. You know what I'm saying? I forget exactly like how long, right? I don't think it was that long at all. But anyway, he tells me that, yo, he moving up. You know what I'm saying? He about to open up his own shop. You know, he'll be at, you know, da-da-da address starting on, you know, such and such time, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come see me over there. You know what I'm saying? Now, had I would have been coming to that shop, you know what I'm saying, and getting my cut through different people in that shop, he might not have told me that. You know what I'm saying? But because, you know, I'm loyal and, you know what I'm saying, me and him connected, you know what I mean? He knew, you know what I'm saying, more than likely, I would want to keep that, you know what I'm saying, keep that going. You know what I'm saying? Real, recognized, real. You know what I'm saying? Now, this was in 2005, by the way, when I, you know what I'm saying, first met him. So, naturally, me being loyal, of course. He got his own shop, of course. I would, you know what I'm saying? I went there too. You know what I mean? He had that shop for about 9 years. I was going to see him for 9 years. You know what I'm saying? My son was going to see him. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple of other family members move down. You know, they was going to see him. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that I knew or came across or was in need of a haircut, they was coming through. He said that he found another spot after being there for some years. You know what I'm saying? Gave me the address, told me where he was at. Of course, not a question. You know I'm following that. You know I'm keeping up with that. Long story short, you know, he been cutting my hair for 17 years, man, and still cutting it to today, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, if as a show of loyalty and respect, if some rappers, you know, some artists came to town and they wanted to get a haircut, or, you know, they said, yo, Jay, yo, Slack, yo, do you know any barbers out here, man? You know, we giving, you know, I need like a couple of haircuts. You know what I'm saying? I could do like $1,000 a piece. I'm going straight to my barber, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight to him. Yo, you know, I got this deal on the table. Yada, yada, yada. If he said he can't do it, my next question is going to be like, yo, can one of your other barbers that you have, can they do it? And, you know, you take something off top for making the deal. You know what I'm saying? Anything with haircuts, anything, he get first dibs. That's how the game go, man. That's how you That's how you get respect, man. That's how you build relationships and stuff like that. But over the years, 17 years, you know what I'm saying? We got cool. We got close. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we talk. We talk about business. We talk about different things and stuff like that. You know, I'm a boss. You know what I mean? I got, you know, my podcast, management, you know, Vision for Kids, everything, film production, all that. And, you know, he's a shop owner now. You know what I'm saying? We both bosses. You know what I mean? So we talk that boss talk. So, you know, we talk and he tells me, you know, certain things about, you know, about the shop or whatever. And certain things, you know, I have seen, you know, from going there over the years and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I know all his stylists and stuff like that. You know, I know all the people around him, you know, just from, you know, going there over the years and stuff. And, you know, there's been artists that, you know, he helped, you know, get his license, he helped them get their license and, you know, he trained them and he brought them up, showed them the ropes, showed them how to get money. And, you know what I'm saying? The minute that they, you know, get their license or whatever, that's it. They leave. You know what I'm saying? That's not loyal, man. That's not loyal. Now, sometimes there's going to be, I guess, bigger opportunities out there. And you're going to have some tough decisions to make. But it's also like how you do it. You know what I'm saying? A boss or a person that you work with is not going to get mad or stand in the way if you have like an opportunity to better yourself. You know what I'm saying? A real person ain't going to do that anyway. They're going to be happy for you. You know what I'm saying? But the way it was done, like, he didn't tell him that he was leaving, and it was that type of deal, you know what I'm saying, where he, you know, tried to hide it, and that's not loyal, you know what I'm saying? If a better opportunity comes along, the right thing for you to do is just to be straight up with that man, like, you know, this is what I got on the table, and, yo, if I was to take this, if I can't bring you with me, I want to incorporate you some type of way. I want you to benefit off it too, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for you. You know what I'm saying? That's loyalty. You know what I mean? You come at it like that, he has no choice but to respect that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, how could you benefit off of this? You know what I'm saying? I want to promote you. You know, whatever I can't do, I want to pass it, you know, to you to make sure you get it. You know what I'm saying? You might can't pay him back for what he has done, but you could always consistently work at it. You know what I'm saying? And that's loyalty. Let that person know. Don't be afraid, man, to let that person know, like, what they did, and treat them like that. If you a man, or even a woman, you know what I'm saying, and you have done nothing but look out for me and treat me with respect, I'm going to acknowledge that. I'm not afraid to tell somebody that. I'm not afraid to get that back. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never did nothing to me, so, like, I'm going to respect that. I'm going to show my loyalty to you for that. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works. Kanye West, from what I understand, is worth more than Jay-Z and Dame Dash. You know what I'm saying? He should never be able... It should never get to a point where he wants to diss them dudes. He could never diss them dudes. You know what I'm saying? They gave him his start. You know what I'm saying? Them giving him the start has led to his success. You know what I mean? Any way you slice it. You know what I mean? Jay-Z is good, but he should always pick up the phone. Yo, Dame. Yo, you good? Yo, anything, any projects, you know, going on or something that, you know what I mean, we can get down on, or, you know what I mean? It shouldn't even be a question. And to his credit, I think he does that. You know what I'm saying? Him and Dame still work on a couple of things. You know what I'm saying? They most recently, I think they did that movie Honor Up. It didn't go to theaters, but I think it went straight to DVD. You know what I mean? So they still, you know, they still good business-wise and stuff like that. You have to have honor. You have to have respect. You have to value things, man. You know, loyalty, believe it or not, it's a part of everything we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just don't think of it like that. But it is. It's in, you know, loyalty is a part of any business that you in, whether it be music, whether it be sports, when it comes down to getting your hair cut. You know what I'm saying? If somebody do their job, do what they're supposed to do, and they, you know, respectful and y'all got that chemistry and stuff like that, you should treat them like that, man. You should give them the same in return. You know what I mean? Take Steph Curry. You know what I mean? Just in case you don't believe, like, loyalty is everything. Take Steph Curry, right? Kevin Durant left Golden State. KD leaves Golden State. And also, Klay Thompson gets hurt for about a year and a half, 2 years. He injures both legs, right? Golden State goes down in the dumps. Golden State, overnight, became one of the worst teams in the league. Just 2 years ago, they had the second pick in the draft. They were one of the worst teams in the league. After winning, what, three championships? Steph Curry didn't demand a trade. Steph Curry didn't say he wasn't happy. You didn't hear nothing about that at all. He got drafted by Golden State. You know, that's the team. That's the only team he played for in the league. You know, it all started there. Klay got drafted there. Draymond got drafted there. And they've been together ever since. You never heard about them wanting to be traded or going anywhere else. Even, you know, when that team was first put together, they wasn't winning right off the bat. They had some losing seasons up in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody starts at the top. You know, they had to build that. They had to get to that level. The team, you know, kind of took a fall for 2 years or so. He stayed the course. And look at him now. He won his fourth championship, man. Fourth championship. And even better than that, because of his loyalty, because of his honor, because of his respect for the organization, his four championships are more appreciated than others. And when I say others, I think y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm going to go ahead and say his name. LeBron. Steph Curry's four championships are way more impressive than LeBron's. Curry didn't get a super team. Curry didn't go to this team and that team. He did it with one organization. He did it with the organization that he was drafted under. He did it with the two guys that he came up with, Klay and Draymond, the core, you know, the core team, the core unit. He didn't go from team to team. Yeah, they recruited Durant, but that's what you do when you're loyal. That's what you do when you're the man. When you're the man and you display loyalty, people want to be a part of that. People want to come and play with you. People want to be involved in the business that you're in. You understand what I'm saying? As opposed to you going to join up with somebody else. That's what loyalty does. His four championships, you cannot take away. You cannot say he did this. You cannot say he did that. No. They built that. They built that. Loyalty goes a long way, man. It's involved in everything that we do, man. It earns you respect. It builds relationships. It makes things much more easier. All I have to do when I go get a haircut is just sit down in the chair. You know what I'm saying? My man, he know what I want already, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he know what to do already. You know what I'm saying? It's called peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? Steph Curry, he's familiar with his organization already. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to pass it to Klay. He knows what Draymond is going to say. He knows, you know what I mean? He knows the in and outs. It's called loyalty. You have to build that. You have to earn that. You know what I'm saying? Stop jumping ship. You know, stop jumping all over the place just because this sounds good at the moment, that sounds good at the moment. Don't never forget where you come from. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, if somebody has treated you respect with respect and they have done nothing but look out for you, you should do the same. You know what I'm saying? If somebody helped start your career and did something for you that got you to where you is today, that person should always be a part of you, no matter what. Y'all don't have to be friends. Y'all don't have to necessarily hang out with each other. Sometimes it's somebody that's much older than you. You know what I'm saying? I had a supervisor that pushed me to get a license. You know what I'm saying? I was planning on taking some time off, but he came to me. He said, "No, man, you're on a roll. You got this license. Now go and get this one. Go and get that one." And I listened to him, and I got it the first try. You know what I'm saying? It might not even be nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? He may not even remember that, but that still stick with me to this day. You know what I'm saying? Even if he don't remember, even if I don't see him every day, it goes a long way, man. You know what I'm saying? Letting somebody know that they made an impact on your life like that. You know what I'm saying? Give them a gift, man. Do something for them. You know what I'm saying? Show them that, yo, you know what I'm saying? You're aware of what they did, and you know what I mean? You appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? It goes a long way. And I'm going to end this with a story. I had a family member. He was trying to do music. You know what I'm saying? And anybody do anything positive, you know what I'm saying? I'm a ride. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to help. You know what I mean? I was helping. You know what I'm saying? I was giving my expert hustle for no cost at all. You know what I'm saying? I didn't charge him nothing. I wasn't getting nothing in return. He didn't have to do any favors. No nothing. I was just doing it on the love. He had a couple of songs. I was helping him move units in the street. I was getting his songs played in strip clubs and all over town. And to cap it off, I even had his song, his first single, played on the radio for like a stretch of about at least like, I'll say 12 and 13 weeks straight. You know what I'm saying? If you Google it or you look up, you know, those type of services, you know, for somebody to do for an artist, you're going to find that kind of work is going to be in the thousands of dollars. You know what I'm saying? You'll get lucky if you find somebody in the hundreds. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if you get somebody that really believe in the project and want something on the back end, maybe they'll do it for the, you know what I mean, for in the hundreds. But if you look up that kind of work, it's going to be in the thousands. Most definitely, without a doubt. I did all that for free. You know what I'm saying? No contract, no nothing. Call me crazy. Call me, it is what it is. No contract, no nothing. Free of charge. Later on, you know what I'm saying, we fell out. And he ended up going around telling people that I wasn't a family man. You know what I'm saying? He didn't think that I was a family man like that. So, as I said before, we related. So either he was saying that I didn't do that, or I just wasn't related to him. Or maybe he was saying a little bit of both. Now, how many people, well, should I say, scratch that? Every artist, rock and roll, hip hop, R&B, whatever, every artist always, when they get on, they always talk about how they got on the radio for the first time. How they got on the radio, what was it like hearing them, you know, hearing their record for the first time on the radio. They always give that story, and they always like give respect and pay homage to the person that did that for them. Did that for him. The idea that somebody could do something like that for you and you won't even acknowledge it, and you will go on later to diss that person, you're not going to get anything out of life from doing that. You know what I'm saying? No loyalty. You know what I'm saying? No loyalty at all. You could just completely like wipe out from your brain what somebody did, or you can go out and act like you did it. It's not going to get you anywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's no loyalty. That kind of stuff has to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to stand for something. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to acknowledge when somebody has done something good for you. Whether you like that person or not, it shouldn't matter. They still did that for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your personal feelings get you out of touch with reality. You know what I mean? But like I always preach here on the Slackers Talk, you know what I'm saying? There's always a lesson to be learned. That taught me a valuable lesson. If I'm going to be a person that values loyalty, I have to do business with people who also know how to be loyal. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, man, thank you for rocking with me. I'm not going to do a show next week, but I'll be back the following week after to chop it up with y'all. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Ears Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, find out what's going to happen next.